Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Time to Thrive. It is both Jared and Jordan here, and we are diving into a podcast all about scaling your business without burnout. This is a question we get all the time. How do you do it all? How do you build a business in, you know, a partnership while also maintaining your relationship? All these certain things. So we're going to take you through kind of three different talking points.
Three different sections, and like really be able to break down like how with our relationship, with our business, with our life, with everything, like you don't need to burn out if you are enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah. And I'll also preface this by saying, like, we're not perfect.
No.
There are times in our life where things are a little bit more stressful. You know, the day was really focused on work and it wasn't, you know, the easy, blissful balance that, you know, everyone thinks it is. But yeah, we're going to share some tips with you about that. So number one is effective delegation and outsourcing. Okay.
Delegation. Let's hear about that, Jordy.
This is a hard one because I struggled with delegation for so long. Honestly, I still do.
Yeah. But it's a good thing, actually. I think it's one of those things where you're realizing that and you're growing with it, right? And being able to delegate more and not have to have your hand in every single moving part, right?
Yeah. And also recognizing that, you know, me trying to have a hand on every single moving part was actually slowing down the growth in our business.
Yeah.
And true leaders want responsibility. True leaders want to take on, I don't want to say more, but they want to help. They want to push the needle forward. And that was something in our business that I felt like I had to take everything on. And now I'm like, no, we have so many competent women within our organization
and men
yes, who are able to step into those roles. And even, you know, between Jared and I, like, I feel like over this past year, even things that I was holding on to that I hated doing that were in your zone of genius, I was like, take them, like, I don't need to do this.
Yeah,
you're so much better at it than I am, and it drains me, whereas like it almost energizes you.
And then there was stuff that like I absolutely despised, but like you could get it done in 3 minutes. And it was like one of those things where, well, I don't want to do it. I want to delegate. So like you can do this. And then for me, it was like, I hate it. I loathe it. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, okay, this is a good thing. You start to figure out what you, especially in a partnership, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to be working on, what you don't want to be working on. And you're able to balance each other out. But also when it goes down to like when you're looking at building a business from a single stance, okay? Because a lot of people build their business from a single stance. They don't have the benefit of a partnership per se. You have to be able to really figure out, okay, when is it that I'm going to focus on the things that I don't like that I know are going to be moving this business forward?
Mm-hmm. And that even can be like instead of, you know, Jared and I looking between each other, that could be delegation to the leaders in your organization, the leaders at your office, the leaders wherever, and say, okay, I'm really good at this. What is so-and-so's strength? What is their strength? And really, you know, identifying what to delegate, evaluate reoccurring tasks, you know, that don't need your direct input, you know, certain things, like even if you are, you know, if there's certain things around the house that you're just like, hey, I just know that in 2 hours I can get so much more done instead of cleaning my house. We'll break down that kind of return on investment and be like, okay, if I took those 2 hours and hired a cleaner for whatever, $200, could I get $200 worth of work done in that time if I went and plopped my butt down at a coffee shop while the cleaner cleaned my house? What would that do to elevate you, and how much more would that push your business forward if you were to compound that time? that compounded, that amount of activity that you could get done for your business in 2 hours probably would have a flow-on effect that would bring in way more than $200 over time. And you're not in this like negative space. You're not feeling, you know, neglect. You're not feeling resentful to certain things. Resentment is such a heavy emotion. And when we have resentment to certain things in our life, it weighs on us.
And it boils over. And it comes down to identifying like what it is that you need to delegate though, mm-hmm. right? You can't just delegate everything in your life or else you're going to be what? You're going to sit on your couch and just twiddle your thumbs and be like, well, my entire life's delegated.
Yeah.
It's really being able to figure out like where it is in your business in terms of recurring tasks that you don't need to be doing because it takes up a lot of time, but you can outsource them, or areas that you can really improve on in terms of like creating a system where you have all the ideas, but you just don't know how to implement.
And sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. Like sometimes yes. if you're looking at your business or whatever right now, and you're like, okay, I feel like things are chaotic. You might have to take a couple days and do like back end work where you're like, okay, I am organizing my expenses. I'm organizing my back end. I'm organizing my content pillars. And I'm just going to kind of slow down a little bit here so that I can speed up and I can actually put out stuff that's connecting. Go look at your analytics, see what's, you know, connecting with others, bringing in leads, quality leads, not just, you know, the fun little, sometimes it's fun to like put out random reels or whatever, but if you're focusing on business growth, getting really tangible by that, also remembering that not everything that you do in business is gonna light you up.
Totally.
There are certain things that I have to do at the dental office that I don't love doing, okay? But it's my job. I have to do them. Similar to our online business, there's things that I love. And then there's things that I'm like, okay, Jordan, like put your big girl panties on, get through this, because you just got to sit down and do the things. And it often feels a lot harder to do those when I haven't been in regular activity and when I need to like really just get into gear. But you have to remember that those are the things that honestly need to happen to push your business forward. So don't feel like everything has to be unicorns and rainbows and butterflies and in full alignment. Like sometimes you just have to be like, okay, this isn't the best. It's like charting at work. I don't love doing my chart notes. It's a pain in the butt at the end of the day.
But it has to happen.
But it's my legal responsibility and it's part of my job.
Yeah. And it's communicating that, right? And it's training on that. And it's really sitting down with yourself and creating kind of a, for me, I like to use Excel and all these kind of things where like I am able to create a template of like where we need to go, right? By setting up a roadmap for yourself and for your business, you're able to then be like, okay, how can I get there? Mm-hmm. You start at one spot, you wanna be at X. What is the way that I am going to get there and how am I going to get there? You can say that you have this vision and this goal, but at the end of the day, if you aren't communicating and actually creating a plan, then you're going to be just spinning your tires. And when you spin your tires, what happens? A burnout happens. Literally the definition of when you're spinning your tires in a car.
Yeah, totally. And also recognizing like just because other people are delegating certain things does not mean that you have to as well. We
didn't delegate until what? 3 months ago? You know what I mean? Like maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah, but we also reevaluated our delegation too.
Like we took it back.
We
fired our delegator.
Yeah, we delegated at the start. Like when we promoted to the top 1% of our company, we did actually hire on like a virtual assistant. Okay, guys, let me ask you something. What if you could create a life you love while helping others feel their best? Whether you're looking for a little extra income or dreaming of total financial flexibility, we've got something you need to hear.
This opportunity is more than just health and wellness products. It's a community, a purpose, and a proven business model that can fit into your busy life. Whether you're a full-time professional, a busy parent, or just someone who's looking for a little bit more, this gives you the flexibility to build a business on your terms.
You'll have access to premium plant-based products that people love. Think skincare, nutrition, and wellness that actually make a difference. Plus, you'll get all the training and support you need so you can start building your business with confidence, even if you've never done anything like this before. Trust me, I went to school for teeth.
Imagine earning an extra income doing something you're passionate about. connecting with an inspiring community, and creating the freedom that you've been craving.
So if you're ready to take control of your time, your finances, and your future, let's chat. Send us a message or click the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can get started today. And then we were like, okay, wait, what are they doing? Like, got tangible with it.
I'll give you a minor, like a very, very quick minor breakdown. It was like X amount of dollars to do X task, okay? And I looked at the X task that was being given back to me and I said, I can literally do this in less than an hour. So if it was say $100 or $150 to create this thing once a month, I can do this in 30 minutes, okay? Or an hour. Is my time worth $150 an hour? I wouldn't really say, I mean, potentially, but the thing is that the time benefit of that was me being able to say, hey, you know what? By doing this, I actually have an inside look at my business and get to go through and check what is going on. Instead of just giving someone else the information and they spit out a report, I'm the one that's actually able to go through and figure out where our gaps and where our needs are. Mm-hmm. So even though it's easier to have spent the money, in the grand scheme of things, it was never about the money. It was about the understanding of where I can pick up the loose ends inside of our business to be able to propel that part forward.
Well, and it just all goes back to looking at your return on investment. Is that $150 that you are investing into that virtual assistant, is that getting you a quality return? At this point, no, it wasn't. We have the time. We have the ability. It's an hour out of the month that we can put towards looking at our top leaders, creating a whatever, and going from there. So yeah, making sure that, you know, when you start to delegate, when you start to be like, you know, there's a lot of kind of social media out there of like, delegate this, don't take on this. If it feels sticky, blah, blah, blah. Go listen to our previous podcast if that's where you're at. But you also have to make sure that you're getting a proper return on investment. And that's so, so huge. So going from there, you know, the next step would be really looking at automating systems to create more freedom and flexibility.
And this is a big one. And like, we don't mean like automating every single thing that you do and turning yourself into like Mr. AI robot, because then you're not a human being and you're not actually connecting, but being able to automate things that you are doing on a very frequent matter. So one prime example is I created a recipe the other day. Okay. I shared it as a reel. And I said to comment the word matcha on it because it was a matcha ice cream. There was 100 people that commented matcha. So what I did was I created an automated system to create a trigger word to then send them the recipe directly into their inbox. Instead of me, every single time someone comments, having to go in, send them the link, do the things, and then now I can go and see who comments, use them as quality leads, figure out, hey, are you someone that is looking? Are you someone that's already using these products? Are you someone that potentially needs these products but just really likes how they're being used? So instead of having to just do the consistent send a thing, send a thing, send a thing, and then all of a sudden I've spent 2 hours sending one recipe, I have an automated system that's able to do that.
And I think the big key takeaway with that is we need to use automation to enhance and, yes, not replace meaningful relationships.
100%.
Automation should be there to make it easier for you and more time effective for you to service your clients, service your consultants, service your organization, whatever it may be, instead of spending your time, like Jared said, doing the, you know, the mundane tasks of just sending a recipe to somebody over and over. So, you know, freeing up that mental space, automating some of those repetitive tasks. So whether that be your onboarding system, whether that be value for your clients, whether that be, you know, onboarding, you know, steps for clients or, you know, organization builders, like whatever that may be, email responses, proposals, email
scheduling
marketing,
your content. I mean, at the end of the day, like we talked about in our last episode, one of the questions was, what have I learned? And it was talking about like women and the way that they run their cycles. And I've understood and I've figured out and I've learned that, like, realistically, babe, you are not as, say, creative or wanting to do a reel every single day in the month. No. Whereas for me, it's kind of the same
thing.
That
sounds terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, though? Because you don't have the creative thing where it's like you can sit down, you can make 5 reels and you can schedule them and use automation to be able to put those out in a time that you do feel like, oh wow, I have great ideas right now, I want to run with this. Mm-hmm. Instead of times when you're dragging your feet and you're like, I don't really want to do this right now.
And so many of these, you guys, are now built into the simple apps that you're already using. Yes. 3 years ago, you had to download like other Planoly's and all these other apps that just got honestly overwhelming for me. You want to avoid tool overwhelm. Totally. And just stick to your essentials, because once you start incorporating all of these different tools, especially if like we're in a business where like we have like a duplication business, right? Like it's very important for us to be able to duplicate what we're doing to other business builders. So if we are utilizing all of these complex tools and all of these complex things, it's very hard for us to teach that to somebody else, because they look at it and they're like, oh my God, there's so much here.
You sign up for a business and you have to all of a sudden download 55 different apps. Like, yeah. That's not how it should be.
Nobody wants that.
And pick the things that are actually going to help you and really like figure out how to use them properly, right?
Totally. And see also like, look at your analytics. Even if you're just starting your business, like what is bringing you in the biggest return? What are your income producing activities? What are you saying over and over and over again? And where are the gaps in your business? So maybe you're signing up clients, maybe they're trying your service or your products, but then they never reorder. Okay, well, that's a gap in your business. How can you shift that? How can you maybe give them more value, give them more tools, give them more resources in an automated way to really prevent that from happening? Because we know consumability is important. Signing up for a service again and again and again is important. So how can you automate those things while still being a real human is so important. And you guys, while we're on this topic, if you have not signed up for my business freebie, I have it, I will link it in the show notes, but I literally go through 4 tools for your business that you can start automating right now with apps that you are already using. Okay, Instagram, Facebook, there's one website that I mentioned in there, but go down, scroll to the show notes and sign up for that. It's 18 minutes of fire, but it's gonna help you so much in just simple automations where you're not a robot, you're still a human, but you're able to really bridge that gap.
Like, she's my wife and like I would get that training for free because she's my wife, but you'll also get it for free through the email. However, I would pay for it. Even if you were my wife, I would pay for it, because yes, it was freaking fire.
Yes. And those sorts of things, like when you think of burnout and whatever, it's like when you have those bursts of energy, utilize them. If you are really good at working in the morning, if you're like, hey, my zone of genius is when I work from 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning, then utilize that. But through some automations, you can actually be nurturing your community throughout the day. Like so many close friends of ours, they always come over and they're like, I thought you guys were just like on your phones all the time. Like it just looks like you're on your phones all the time, but you're actually not. And that to me is one of the biggest compliments.
Totally.
Because it means that we're present, and in business, you want to be omnipresent.
And the coolest thing about that too is like, even like for instance, this weekend, we have some friends coming over. All right. And are we going to be on our phones 24/7? No, we're going to be spending time, quality time with our friends. Will our business be still moving forward and clients be getting messages? Yes, because of automation and because of being able to schedule things in advance, mm-hmm, to be able to then be able to implement and push through during the weekend.
And even just being intentional with our time. Yes. Like these friends of ours, they are in business as well. And so there's a couple times in the day where we're like, hey, we actually really enjoy going to a coffee shop and sitting down and moving our business forward. But through that, we can be really intentional with that, have our to-do and our done list, and go from there. That's another really key point that I'm just going to hit on, because it kind of fell into the other topic. But if you feel like you're constantly chasing that to-do list and you're feeling less than, my biggest recommendation is to stop writing your to-do list. Okay, there's two parts. Stop writing your to-do list in the morning, okay? Especially as women, not so much for men, because again, their hormonal cycles are the same every day. But for women, our cortisol is the highest in the day and like our motivation is the highest, and it kind of drops off. I guess this is the same for both men and women. My recommendation is to write your to-do list the night before. The reason being is this is when you are winding down, your cortisol isn't as high, you don't have as much energy, so you're not going to write these like lengthy to-do lists that are like 15 things long. Then the next day you get that overwhelm, you get that paralysis, and you don't even do anything. So write the night before, like, two things that you're like, okay, I really want to get these done. These are like must get dones. And then write two things that would be a nice to get done. Then the next morning, when you're like, okay, I have to do some work, you're not overwhelmed by a 15 checklist of things to do. You could hit those two things that are like, okay, I need to get these done. Get those bad boys done. If you have some extra energy left over or an opening of time later in the day, then rock and roll, get those nice to haves done. That's my number one. The other thing is start making like a done list at the end of the day. So when you're sitting down at night, even if it's just reflecting, because sometimes our day takes a turn and it's not that we weren't productive. It's not that we did whatever, but like we might have just randomly tackled that junk drawer that's been giving us anxiety for the past 6 months. Like we might have done a lot more in one area of the business than we were intending to, but it was still really productive and it still brought you a lot of accomplishment. So celebrate that instead of looking again, the gap in the gain. Like don't look at what you didn't get done all the time. Really make sure that you're reflecting on what you did, because there's probably a lot of growth in that. Hi friends, quick question for you. Does your life ever feel like a chaotic mix of sticky notes, half-finished planners, and big goals that just end up sitting there? Because honestly, same here until I found the InCharge app. I just recently joined a high-level coaching program for 2025, and one of the tasks was to find a habit tracker that I could keep throughout the year to keep me on track with my basic green drink, my outdoor walks, my meditations, and all the other things that I need to just show up for myself daily. And I stumbled across this app and have been loving it. Honestly, it's like an ultimate life organization tool. It's got everything: a habit tracker to keep you consistent, a space for your goals and manifestations, your affirmations, your own vision board, and even your daily schedule. Yep, all in one app, and it is so aesthetically pleasing. It is perfect. What I love most about it is how it brings everything together. I can track my habits, map out my dreams, stay on top of my schedule, and all update it from one place without losing a bunch of little papers. We all know that feeling. It is like having a personal assistant and life coach right on my phone. So if you are ready to ditch the chaos and you actually want to take control of your life and have everything in one spot, download InCharge today. You can scroll down, click our link, and anybody that does click that link and grabs the InCharge app, we will send over our vision board planning ebook so that you can step through some really epic steps to really cast your vision for your 2025, add those to your InCharge app, and really create that vision board and life of your dreams. So go click the link, shoot us a message on Instagram, and we would absolutely love to see what you are creating. So
and like one of the cool benefits to that too, like I just want to quickly hop on that, is that you start your day by action.
Yeah.
Right? You don't start your day by thinking. You're starting your day in complete action, which is awesome.
I find too, for myself, I get the best work done in the morning. And I just want to validate that for you guys, that if you're listening and that is your most productive time, utilize it. Screw social media saying you shouldn't be on your phones first thing in the morning. You should give yourself an hour without a phone. You should do whatever. I get it. I'm sure there's some scientific evidence behind that. But damn, do I ever feel good when I wake up and I'm like, okay, I just checked off like my must-haves and like one of my nice-to-haves, and now I'm going to work. I'm fresh-minded. There's, you know, business rolling in through the day. I'm not stressed about it and thinking about what I have to do if my day takes a turn for the worse. I'm like, you know, something unplanned comes up. I'm not like lacking it. And then we get into this cycle of inactivity. Just if that's what works for you, like do it. Who cares? If that feels good and that feels in alignment, then the rest of your day is going to flow. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel so much more abundant, and you're going to feel so good, and you're going to create that self-discipline of actually showing up for yourself.
I love that.
Yeah. I think it was a good one. Okay.
Let's move on.
Now to move on. Balancing growth with personal well-being.
Yeah. So like we have to start thinking about why it is that burnout happens, right? Are we putting the pressure on ourselves to grow too quickly? Are we looking at everything through the lens of like instant gratification, right? We live in a world right now where everything needs to be instant. If our Wi-Fi is slow, we have a problem, right? Mm-hmm. If we can't open a web page in 0.2 of a second, the world is going to end. And then we start looking at our business and we start saying like, why aren't we where we're supposed to be? Why is he or she there? and we start doing comparison and we start really like putting that pressure and neglecting our own personal self to try and get to where we want to become, right? And it impacts everything that we do because now we're coming from a place of scarcity and our mindset is off because we're not really pushing towards our goals in a way that we should be. We're pushing into our goals because we're looking for that next instant gratification hit and that boost of serotonin.
Yeah, and I think a big thing too is time blocking and making sure that you're showing up for yourself to prevent that burnout. In different phases of your business, in different phases of your life, that's going to look different. Sometimes you're going to be able to get that hour workout in, and sometimes your intentional movement for the day is going to be like, okay, I'm going for a 15-minute walk around the block, leaving my phone at home, and I'm just getting outside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's going to look like, you know, having a weekly date night with your partner and, you know, enjoying each other's company. And sometimes that's going to look like a monthly date night with your partner and really enjoying each other's company. And that's okay. But making sure that you schedule it in, that was one thing that Jared and I, when we started really diving in with our business and really elevating it, that honestly was a bit of a wrench in the system, is that we weren't communicating in the best way possible to understand when, like, he had business calls booked, I had business calls booked, I had meetings, he had meetings, I was planning an Instagram live in the evening, then he was, and we were both working full time. And it would be like 4 months had gone, or not 4 months, but 4 weeks had gone by, and we hadn't even spent quality time together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just created a Google, like an Apple calendar.
Yeah, just put your stuff in. And like, and that way I can see like when she has calls, when she has this, when she has that. Like yesterday, for instance, she didn't have any calls in the afternoon. So I was like, hey, you're blocked from 5 till 10. And like we went and had a bowling date.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, it's little things like that where you can say, okay, how can I, it sounds crazy having to schedule that, but like when you are busy, and not just like quote unquote busy, but like when you're actually freaking busy, you need to be able to schedule the time in for each other, because at the end of the day, like you're my number one priority, right? Yeah. And we want to make sure that we continue to grow our relationship and it's not just always work, work, work. There needs to be that balance.
Yeah. And I honestly, I would almost challenge that. Like, I don't even think it's crazy. Like, I think nowadays with so much,
yeah,
you know, work, and if you have kids or just like your personal life or even just like your desires and whatever, like even especially for women, like as much as we love a spontaneous, you know, surprise date night, I'm gonna kind of challenge that and be like, I really don't like, I love a spontaneous maybe like walk or, you know, whatever, but if we're going out or something.
Well, and I know that about you too, right? It's like,
imagine, I want to know if I can wash my hair.
Yeah, like imagine if yesterday, for instance, I was like, we're going on a date 5 till 10, show up at the door, and you were like, well, what are you doing? I was like, I can't tell you, it's gonna be a surprise.
Yeah.
And then it's like you show up in like a freaking beautiful ball gown or something, and I take you to the local bowling alley. Like, there has to be that aspect of like, hey, this is what we're doing and this is when we're doing it, and then you can be happy about it.
Totally. And I think this goes back to just like that masculine feminine energy and like burnout and whatever in relationships, is you gotta be open to that, but you also have to see, like, if I'm constantly complaining that he's not taking me on a date or whatever, but I'm not opening up time in my life for it, then I can't complain.
Exactly. Like, but this also goes into like, if we're going to talk about scheduling and like prioritizing yourself, like prioritize your non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So exercise, mindfulness, your rest, exercise, especially like for me, I don't have a full-time job where I have to go into the office, but I still go to the gym at 6 o'clock every day. Why? Because that is the schedule that I created to be able to push everything forward and work with our day. And if I didn't, then who knows if I would go to the gym later on. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't go every single day. And not every day is going to be a great workout, or not every day is going to be a great yoga session. I don't do yoga, but you know what I mean. And it's like,
I was going to say, when did that start?
But it's like, at least you're giving yourself the opportunity to relieve some of that stress from your life and give yourself a place to be able to like input that.
And when you're showing up for yourself in your workouts, in your mindfulness, you know, giving yourself some downtime, some family time or whatever, I truly feel that when you are operating at your best, you're bringing the best into your business. You're bringing the best into your life. Things are flowing. You're in a good headspace. You have that magnetic energy about you. You're feeling abundant. Like, when you're not showing up for yourself, you're not in a good place. And that's just going to breed into all aspects of your life, your relationship, et cetera, et cetera. The last thing that I kind of want to say about this too, just to bring some realness back to it as well, is remember that there's always going to be seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be seasons in your business. There's going to be seasons in your life. There's going to be seasons where you're like, I literally don't have time to do everything. And if things aren't, you know, as you're time blocking and whatnot, like if things aren't realistic that you can be doing them every day, then don't set that expectation. If I told myself that I was going to work out for an hour and a half every day, I would be letting myself down. I'd automatically be going into a gap mindset because that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
I work out 4 times a week for maybe 45 minutes and that's great. But don't expect yourself to do all of these things because, you know, there was a time when our business was like literally quadrupling. I don't think I worked out intentionally for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, yes. But you can also say no to some opportunities, right? You don't have to be the yes guy,
yeah.
the yes girl. You don't have to say yes to everything. Realize that you are the most important person.
Yeah. But I knew that it was a season.
Yes, 100%.
And I knew that I was like, this is literally going to be for 2 months of my life, if that. And there's other priorities.
And you're living until you're 1,000. So it's okay.
Yeah. And I can get back to it. And that's fine. And it doesn't always have to be, quote unquote, balanced.
Totally. And that's what we want to leave you with, is that at the end of the day, your life is not always going to be perfectly balanced. And anyone that tells you that you need to be living in 100% balance and flow every single day needs to also realize that to get to a point of semi-balance, there was a lot of teeter-tottering pointed the other way,
mm-hmm.
with the elephant on one end and you in the air with your feet dangling. And that's just how it is.
Okay, before we end this episode, I wanted to give you guys a little freebie from me to you. If you have been following my journey at any point, you know that I absolutely love tasteful automation within my business. I think this is such a huge kind of step up for anyone that is doing an online business of any sort, whether you are in the network marketing field, whether you have a service or a brick and mortar that you are promoting on there. There are 4 automations that I truly stand by and coach to every single person on our team. And I actually recorded an 18-minute power training that walks you through all these automations. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes for you that you can go grab, you can dive into, and you can learn more. You'll also get onto my exclusive email list where I'm just sharing a lot more of what I call the inside scoop into our life. We're going to be taking you through our conception and possibly our pregnancy journey, hopefully a little bit more of the inside workings of our travels and our personal life, and just giving you guys a whole lot of tips. So definitely scroll down, grab that bonus training, and enjoy.
Yeah.
And what he means by that analogy. Because I didn't really follow it.
The elephant and their feet.
And you're the feet dangling. I'm like, where is he going with this?
You're way up in the air and your feet are dangling, right?
Yeah. But anyone that's showing you like this flowy, beautiful life on Instagram or social media or whatever, probably had a lot of times of hard, disciplined work.
100%.
As well. So just know that and validating that for yourself. But those are some of our, you know, our little tips and tools with, you know, obviously navigating burnout, keeping up your personal life, keeping up your health, automation, not being a robot, all these things. Make sure that you scroll down to the bottom of the show notes, grab my free training on 4 automations that will literally change your business. And we hope that you guys get a lot of return from that. So make sure to touch base with us on Instagram if you love this episode, and we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.